With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump touted his administration's faith agenda during an event with his Religious Liberty Commission. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
During a hearing on religious liberty issues in public education, commission members heard testimony from Christian students who were treated unfairly.
Some were even punished for their religious beliefs and very, very strongly punished. It's ridiculous.
Speaking at the Museum of the Bible, the president announced that the Education Department will issue new guidance protecting the right to prayer in public schools. He said his administration is restoring America's identity as a nation under God. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A confidential report by the United Nations nuclear watchdog circulated to member states says that Iran increased its stockpile of uranium enriched to near weapons-grade levels before Israel launched its military attack on June 13th. IAEA Chief Rafael Grossi urges Tehran to resume inspections to reduce the chances of more military attacks.
I honestly think that if we are able to resume in earnest our work with Iran and inspections in full start to take place, the possibility of further military action will be diminished. And this is my sincere hope.
The man charged with trying to assassinate Donald Trump while he played golf last year in South Florida stood before a group of potential jurors in a Florida courtroom and said he was sorry for bringing you all in here. Ryan Ruth is representing himself in the trial that began Monday in the federal courthouse in Fort Pierce, Florida. On Wall Street, the Dow by 114 points. This is SRN News. A pro-abortion offensive is underway in Europe, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The campaign, which has taken the name My Voice, My Choice, has delivered a petition bearing 1 million signatures to the EU, demanding public funding of abortions. In fact, Europe is almost totally pro-abortion already, with protections for the unborn to be found in just a few countries, such as Poland and Malta. And the EU regularly pressures these few pro-life states to change their laws and allow women to terminate their pregnancies. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Ukrainian government has declared that a branch of the Orthodox Church has failed to sever all ties with Moscow and could soon be banned. The Ukrainian Orthodox Church disputes the government's assertion that it has not fully broken off its historic relationship with the Russian Orthodox Church. The looming ban would affect one of two rival branches of Orthodoxy in Ukraine. This is SRN News. Israel responds to both a deadly shooting and to attacks by Houthi drones. The latest from the media line's Felice Friedson.
Israeli security forces have sealed access to the villages neighboring Jerusalem that were home to the two terrorists who shot up a city bus in the capital on Monday, killing at least six and wounding scores of others. Although the shooters were neutralized by a gun-licensed civilian and a soldier, officials are scrutinizing the area, interrogating family and neighbors. Officials are concerned by the ability of a Houthi-fired drone to penetrate Israeli airspace undetected for 20 minutes before detonating at Israel's southernmost airport, inflicting shrapnel wounds on several persons. The pace grew on Monday, with three drones fired by the Iranian-backed terrorists failing to reach their target. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com.